Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you from Spokane, Washington, on the live streaming and, of course, on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Akami Thursday, where, you know, we've got, I feel so empowered this week, like God is answering prayers by working through this whole child trafficking exposure through this film, The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yesterday was the final day of the premiere that was being shown across the United States for The Sound of Freedom. And, well, that was Jim Caviezel's movie. And Tim, it was a true story about one of the cases that Tim Ballard was instrumental in. And so what we have here today to complement some more with the huge answer to prayer that this is by happening right now, what we have to complement that today is I ran across an old video of, this was a video taken 4 years ago where Tim Ballard met with President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So he's there meeting with Trump, and so are multiple other heads of law enforcement that deal with the child trafficking. And this is just such an amazing address that President Trump gives about this subject, and to hear to hear how much it meant to him and how quickly he got to move on the wall for the border, especially once hearing about the child trafficking is facilitated by having an open border, and it made him just jump right on it. I mean, this is the bottom line. And in fact, Ivanka was instrumental in this information getting to President Trump as well. She's been a huge advocate for the victims of child trafficking. And so God bless her. You know, God bless Ivanka. God bless President Trump for doing as much as he did. And this was 4 years ago. So
I was going to say, you know, listening to that entire speech, it was sad.
Right.
To see... he was giving a briefing of accomplishments on not just our economy, but on the status of the border and what they've accomplished and the troops that they've, you know, mobilized and
actual
taken.
Military troops that he put down there on the border,
things that he signed to enact, you know, more security measures, and all of that has just been completely undone. Like, you know, Jim Caviezel said, if you guys watch the movie or have watched it, you wait through the credits, and it gives you a countdown timer. You know, it's like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But as soon as the credits are over, then Jim Caviezel speaks.
Yep.
And in many of his interviews that he's been doing in promotion of this, he's giving more updated information. The United States is the number one consumer of pedophile human trafficking.
Child pornography.
And child pornography in the world.
Yep.
That's sad.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's also scary because the judgment that
comes
this country
from
is
that. Yep.
deserving of. And, you know, also that, like he points out, there are more people in slavery today in the world than there was when slavery was legal.
Right.
And millions of them are children.
Yeah.
And what we didn't know that he mentioned in the end of that show, that movie, The Sound of Freedom, was made 5 years ago.
Right. I was totally surprised by that.
Right. And so many, there was such an effort to prevent this movie from coming out that it took them 5 years to finally be able to get it produced.
Yep.
And So it is showing. It's continuing to show for like the following week, you know, in different theaters. Well, we had one listener state that their church rented a movie theater for this coming weekend to show it for, you know, whoever wants to see it. And so, you know, it's the word is getting out there. But since this speech from Trump that we're going to play a portion of in segment two, and since the movie was produced, the border has been blown wide open.
Yes.
And now the numbers are staggering.
It has the child trafficking has just, I don't know, it just completely blown out of the water now. It's just, it's so out of control. It's unreal.
It's unbelievable.
And so just the fact that, well, this coverage here after the break that we're going to play for you portrays is the difference between a leader that can actually, you know, save a nation, stop child trafficking, and did it. In fact, that was what the wall was all about. And then to find out the very first day that Biden was in office, he stopped the border wall construction.
Yep.
And considering that his own son calls him Pedo Pete, I would have to say that they're very well aware that the open border facilitates child trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
And so if that was the first on his list was to resume the child trafficking and availability across that border, there's nothing else that would prove that point more than the fact that he did it the first day he was in office.
Yeah.
Stop building the wall. You know, wow.
Yeah, the wall's racist. I mean, all the other lies that they tried to use, you know, to say that.
Yeah, because they're not going to come right out and say, because we want to make tons and tons of money off of child trafficking and we're kind of pedophiles ourselves and or we are pedophiles ourselves. They're not going to say that. They're going to come up with any sort of excuse.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, not only the human trafficking, but the entire destruction of America, you know, taking down the what they call great replacement.
Yes.
You know, the left calls it the great replacement, where they're going to replace the population, you know, in the United States with the people from third world countries, just like they're doing in Europe. It's about tearing down the system.
Yep.
And building for their great reset.
Right. And so I just have to say that this coverage is fantastic to reflect upon how it should be done. And how it was done.
Yes.
And that it would be finished and completed right now if it weren't for this communist coup that stole the election of 2020. And you talk about consequences, that elections have consequences.
Oh, boy.
Well, election theft has even greater consequences.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at right now. The world's most horrific crimes just completely escalate through the roof.
Coups have consequences.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I like that.
Yeah. And here we are, the global. So, hey, people that love their countries all around the world, there's an alliance forming.
Yes,
the United Nationalists.
That's
all
right.
of us are fighting for our own countries.
To remain sovereign.
Right.
To and oust the globalists.
To maintain your border, your language, and your culture. And we all have a common enemy, the globalists.
Yep.
The communist globalists.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, just like we heard yesterday,
this global attack requires a global defense.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And if you didn't get a chance to hear that yesterday, we invite you, we strongly encourage you to go to our archives where you can listen to that again at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Wifflebat Wednesday's episode. And just listen to the very, very important statement made by Archbishop Carlos Maria Vigano.
Yep.
And so excellent.
Maria.
Yes. Yes, right. If you say it like he does.
Right.
That's cool.
Okay, so let's get into the word of the day here so we can make sure that we
get that whole clip in.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, so as you know, this whole week has been about the Bible study that we had from last Saturday, where the Lord showed us more information about his Eastern Gate in the new millennium, and that more or less what we can start looking forward to ourselves, serving with him as he rules with a rod of iron, as we get to rule with him as his kings and priests.
That's right.
And so yesterday we covered Matthew 5, verses 2 through 5, which came from the Beatitudes and addressed, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And then the Zephaniah backup from 3, verses 12 and 13, that said that what will be left in the new millennium will be a meek and humble people mm-hmm. to rule and reign with him. And so the word of the day for today is a synopsis of the Bible notes that we have here from my Bible that describe the basic character traits of those who shall inherit the kingdom according to the Beatitudes.
And so, I remember that from Saturday. I've written in my notes.
Yeah. And so the Beatitudes that these are addressing are all the way through chapter 7, verse 21. But we're just going to read the basic character traits of those who shall inherit the kingdom according to what's written in my Bible. And so it says here, for number one, the number one basic character trait of those who shall inherit the kingdom is humility.
Oh, yes.
Yes, isn't that
cool?
Of course,
right at the top of the list.
Right at the top of the list, yeah. According to the Beatitudes. And so number two is willingness to suffer through persecution. Mm-hmm. And that comes from chapter 5, verse 10. And then number three would be earnest attention to God's commandments, according to chapter 5, verse 19. And then the number four character trait is refusal to substitute false piety for genuinely right behavior.
Oh, yeah.
And that is from chapter 5, verse 20. Number five is a life of prayer, having a life of prayer. Six is prioritizing spiritual over materialistic values. And that's referenced in chapter 6, verse 33. And finally, number seven, being obedient to the will of God. And so all seven of those are the basic character traits of those who shall inherit the kingdom of God, according to the Beatitudes.
Right. Yeah, that is a great list. That's a great list just to write down and measure.
Right.
It is a great measure. What does my character look like up against this list?
That's right. Yes. You know. Every single day, even in how you choose to deal with each interaction with each person that you come across each day.
Right.
Are you praying to the Lord that you be a blessing to everyone that you come across? Are you making sure that you're, you know, expressing humility? Number one, expressing humility towards all of your interactions with other people.
Yes.
That's number one. Yep. I'm so impressed with that. I'm so impressed.
That's very cool. Right in line with everything that we've been talking about.
I know. How amazing that it just wraps up like that.
Yep. And then to recap also, you know, I guess the light bulb moment for me was yesterday, it was the reference that we are being prepared for the millennium.
Right.
I mean, this is
the training ground.
A new chapter, right. It's a new chapter that we can't even, you know, really comprehend at this point.
Right.
But that's where all this is going. And because it's coming up so soon, it's time for us to start thinking like that.
Yes,
start
thinking forward.
Yeah, be kingdom-minded, be millennium-minded.
That's right.
Everything we do now determines our place in that next chapter.
Right. It says here as a final wrap up from the notes in my Bible, it says, to these people who are following this kingdom call, obviously the call to kingdom living and ministry includes the expectation that the Holy Spirit begotten fruit and gifts of power for kingdom service also works in us to beget kingly qualities of life, love, and a holy character.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're referring to these as kingly qualities.
Right.
And how true, because we're going to serve as kings and priests.
That's right. Yep. Oh, good one. All right, so that scripture?
That scripture was the Beatitudes, starting with Matthew chapter 5 and on through the last one that was quoted as a type of character to inherit the kingdom, being from chapter 7, verse 21. So basically chapter 5 through 7.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, praise God.
Okay, let's go ahead and take that break then real quick. If you guys have a website for your ministry or your business or for any reason, you need to have that hosted someplace. So there is a Christian Patriot-owned business that takes care of hundreds of websites located in the American Redoubt, and they take care of our websites, and we're just really great for them. They host them and keep them secure. So go to tlcwebhosting.com to learn more. That's tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after this.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Welcome back, Patriots. Go to Telegram, if for those of you that are Telegram followers, and look for The Morning Commute. That is where we upload all of our resources and topics of discussion and resources for topics that we didn't get a chance to get to because we're running out of time. So, yeah, you can follow us there. And the contact is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com to send us an email. And Lady Liberty, we've got this awesome throwback press release briefing from Trump that I think it'd be really good for us to revisit.
Oh, absolutely. And so here it is. This was already done under a true leader, the real leader, President Trump, 4 years ago. Okay, now listen to this awesome statement about child trafficking that he already addressed.
We're here to directly from members of law enforcement, hear what they have to say. And battling the scourge of human trafficking on our southern border and all across our nation. Much of it comes, in fact, most of it comes, some people would say almost all of it, from the southern border, which we can stop very easily. This is not something you can go through points of entry. You can't just say that you have three people in a car and bound up and all sorts of problems, and you can't go through a port of entry, obviously. They go through areas where we don't have a wall. So I want to thank Secretary Nielsen, Associate Chief Carl McLafferty, and Acting ICE Director Ron Vitello for joining us for this important event. It's a really important event. Human trafficking is worse now than it's ever been in the history of our world. It's a world problem. It's a U.S. problem, but it's a world problem caused to a certain extent by the internet. One of the reasons that we have it so bad is the internet. That's why it's picked up tremendously over the last 5 years, because of the internet. My administration has made the fight against human trafficking one of our highest priorities. In the past several weeks, I've signed four robust pieces of bipartisan human trafficking legislation. My director of intelligence and we have a group of people that are incredible. They've elevated the human trafficking problem to the highest levels. We're watching closer than ever before. We're studying people that are doing it. We're following them. We're capturing them. But our job could be made a lot easier if we had support for what the incredible law enforcement folks do at the southern border. Our progress will be limited if we do not secure our porous border and put an end to the human trafficking and humanitarian crisis that is taking place at the southern border. It is indeed a crisis. And you know, we have right now an invasion. If you look at what's going on with the caravans, it's an invasion. There are three caravans heading our way. If we had a wall, it wouldn't even be a problem. But we've sent 2,500 military down to help Border Patrol and law enforcement. And I have to say, the military has done an incredible job, including helping us with some walls and some fences, which are very necessary. Unsecure borders give traffickers free and clear passage to transport their victims into the United States. It's a tremendously big moneymaker for some very, very bad people. In fiscal year 2018, ICE made more than 1,500 human trafficking arrests, with 97% of that for sex trafficking. And it's a big movement now because of the Super Bowl, if you can believe this. They are bringing in a lot of women through the southern border for the Super Bowl. And then I have people like Nancy Pelosi and Democrats that say, oh, we don't need a wall. And they come through areas where you don't have any form of barrier protection. In a moment, we'll hear from several individuals who are working tirelessly every single day to fight the trafficking, rescue victims, and support survivors. Survivors need tremendous support. What they go through is unimaginable. Former DHS Special Agent and Advocate Timothy Ballard, who is here, will detail one case where a 13-year-old girl from Central America was kidnapped, trafficked across a section of our border without a wall, and then horribly abused in captivity while in New York City. Taken right through a certain section where there is no wall, you can't see anything for miles and miles and miles. They could have come through anywhere they wanted. And we'd have that all filled up. It'd be very hard. Even one woman or one child trafficked is too many. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands, and it's billions of dollars of money flowing into the pockets of some very bad criminals. There are potential victims, including young children, that we can still protect if we act now to secure our border and build a wall. The case where building a wall is everything. It's everything. Human trafficking by airplane is almost impossible. Human trafficking by van and truck and the backseat of a car and going through a border where there's nobody for miles and miles and there's no wall to protect. It's very easy. They make a right, then they make a left. They come into our country and they sell people. And we cannot let it go on. And the Democrats can play their game, but if you watch them at interviews, they want to get off that subject so fast because there's no way they can justify the fact that a wall works. It works so well. I watched them the other day. I watched a couple of high-ranking Democrats trying to explain that walls are not necessary, really. They're immoral. What's immoral is when people come into our country and kill innocent victims. If you look at the San Diego area, if you look at many areas where you have the wall, you look at Tijuana. If we didn't have a wall in Tijuana now, you'd have people coming in by the tens of thousands. But we have a wall. It's an old wall. It's not a good wall, and it still works. What we're building is incredible. We're building a lot of wall right now. We're renovating wall and we're building wall. And we're going to continue to build wall, regardless of what happens with this committee, which I say is a waste of time, because any recommendation that comes back to me, and I'm a very modern guy, they like to say walls are medieval. They work 100%. And what doesn't work is technology if you don't have the wall. The technology is called the bells and whistles. And we have the top law enforcement people in the country here, really in the world, and they will tell you that without the wall, it all doesn't work. It can't come together. If you just take a look at parts, take a look at Tijuana, imagine that. Imagine us taking that wall and moving it to Texas. Let's take it up and move it to Texas. They would like to have it. Let's take it up and move it right over to Arizona or New Mexico. They would love to have it. They would love to have it. And you would have thousands and thousands of people. There would be nothing you could do to stop the people from pouring across. But we're here to talk about human trafficking, and this is something where people have no idea how bad it's become. Worse than ever at any time in the history of our world because of the internet.
Boy, do we miss that president.
No kidding. And one more time, just to reiterate the fact that the very first thing Biden did on his first day in office was to stop the construction of the border wall.
Oh, yeah. And removing border material that had already been paid for and allocated and moved it away.
That's right.
From the border. Yeah, just, you know, this is...
We were getting a leg up on it and causing it to stop, and he reversed it.
Yeah, what a total setback that was.
No kidding.
Now, one thing, too, he mentions Tim Ballard.
Yep.
And tomorrow we have a clip that we're going to play from him on, you know...
Right, his statements as well as Ivanka's statements.
Yes, in that briefing that you just heard President Trump speaking in. But one thing they did not emphasize, I was surprised, in the Sound of Freedom was where to go to get involved.
Yes.
And that is OurRescue.org. That's O-U-R, like for Operation Underground Rescue. Operation Underground Railroad, but it's OURRescue.org, where you can learn more about how to support the work that they're doing and maybe even get involved.
That's right.
So anyway, you guys have a blessed day out there, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.